Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me today. Very excited about having our good friend Chris Bishop back on the show. Chris, ladies and gentlemen, we only have a half hour with him, so I can't give you his entire credentials. His CV is amazing. He's a jingle writer. You know the Kit Kat Give Me a Break jingle? Well, he did that one. He's a touring rock star. He's an amazing technology mind. He spent many years with IBM. I think he must be like some kind of a timeless, like he's like Merlin living his life backwards forever. You know, I don't know how many different lives he's had, but he's our good friend. He's very, very smart. And I have to keep my track shoes on just to keep up with him. Chris Bishop, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here as always.
It's good to have you back.
Glad to talk to you, and you're too kind.
It's all true.
It's
all true. And he's pretty handsome dude too, by the way. Hey, I'm just saying. Hey, Chris, you just got back from London, where you attended an artificial intelligence conference, and I am green with jealousy. Tell us what an artificial intelligence conference looks like. What is it? What's the deal there? And why you went and what you found?
Okay. Well. So, I got back late Sunday. I was over there for a week. This is an event that's run by an organization called Open Data Science Conference. And I encourage anybody interested in that space to investigate them. And they do these events really all over the world. I mean, they did one in New York. They're doing one in San Francisco later in the fall. This one was kind of European-focused. It was at a hotel in London. The main attendees, to your question, are data scientists, I would say, and people interested in how you use data and artificial intelligence and machine learning and deep learning. And to be honest, it tends to be, it skew more toward what we used to call at IBM speeds and feeds, like kind of GORPY, here's how you build a convolutional neural network. But when I've spoken and attended these events in the past, I very often get, maybe because of my IBM background, I get people pulling me aside and saying, this is really interesting stuff, but how do I drive attributable revenue or improve productivity or efficiency with this
business
stuff, right?
People want to know, where's the ROI?
Exactly. There's a pony in here somewhere, right, kind of thing. So the talk that I give is the title of it is, Your Brain's Too Small to Run Your Business. And basically what it is it lays out for business people, what the sort of backstory is. I always lead, as a futurist, I always like to lead with some sort of socio-historical perspective. You know, this didn't fall out of the sky.
Right,
this stuff has been kind of churning and
what was it Gibson said, that the future is here, it's just not widely distributed.
Yeah, exactly. So I think a lot of people don't have that sense. So, I start with the anti-Kithler mechanism, that device they found in 150 feet of seawater off an island, off the coast of Greece.
Right.
And talk about IBM Watson and Deep Blue and all that. But the thing that I think is valuable, and I got a great response, was that I lay out categories like tools and libraries that are available to businesses, many of which are free from Google or Amazon Web Services. The fact that there are companies that will take your data and scrub it and clean it and tag it and give it back to you so you can use it to build models.
See, a lot of small businesses are saying, okay, but what's my data? Where is my data?
Yeah.
How do I create this data? If I have it, I'm not sure how to access it in order to put it in a box and give it to you. I mean, I'm serious. That's the way a lot of small businesses are nodding their head right now.
Yeah, no, for sure. And the thing is, and I think a lot of them don't realize that there are companies that will help you identify where your data is and how to clean it up. There are these companies that advertise white glove data treatment of all things, but they take it and they make it so you can use it. You know, they help you do it. And they also, there are a lot of these curated.
Did you see in this conference, did you see any off-the-shelf boxes? Did you see any boxes that somebody could take off the shelf and put to work? Was it like that, or was it geeky in the weeds?
Yeah, it was pretty geeky in the weeds. I mean, there was also, it sort of ranged from like high level, very philosophical, to geeky in the weeds. There wasn't a lot of middle ground. And with all lack of modesty, that's kind of what I try to provide, you know, that there are these companies that will help you. As I was going to say, these curated databases, even a lot of public data that you can use to help
That's one thing about it, folks. There's a lot of stuff out there that you don't even have to create yourself. You can use examples of what other people have done in a market like yours, in an industry like yours. You can use their data to model how you should go after customers. We come back. We got more to come. More from our good friend Chris Bishop. We're still going to get a report on some other things he saw while he was in England. Fascinating stuff.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.